Check.
Hello everyone. Well, we're back for chapter 7.
Yay!
We've been rolling out the ass with these. So. Again.
But just so you know, guys, Sunday night I have to
We won't be recording Sunday, so.
I have to do something.
Yeah, we most likely.
Why did that sound dirty as hell when I said that? I have to do something.
Never say that again.
Anyway, I have to possibly record something for Serenity. I don't know yet, but we have rehearsal Sunday night, so it's possible that we will not be recording Sunday night.
What, Saturday? Oh, hell yeah. Well, we'll try to do it on Saturday. I'm not going to guarantee anything, but. Anyway, so before this chapter begins, I just want to say this is not meant for younger audiences. Due to the adult nature of certain scenes, certain acts. Also, this is not meant to make fun of, degrade, or berate a person. This is just my interpretation of how that person is. So, this is not in any way, shape, or form making fun of a person. So, with that out of the way, viewer discretion is advised. What the fuck time is it now?
7 o'clock.
In the goddamn morning?
Yes.
Well, fuck me. Oh, wait, you can't fuck me because you're too sore. Shit!
The babies are crying.
Jesus, all five of them. Oh, hell.
Oh.
Do you want to have like five more after this?
No.
Why not? Why don't we have 14 then?
Is it? I think it's time to give them their bottles. Again.
Or you could perhaps breastfeed them. She's done that many times.
I can't breastfeed all five of them at one time. No. Not happening.
You can have two. The two at a time. But it might be a little bit more difficult.
Yeah, no kidding.
I can squeeze it into a bottle.
Where's that breast pump Joshua gave us for Christopher?
Oh, shit.
What?
Alex used it for a dick pump. He used it on his dick. And yeah, he said it made his dick look bigger, so he was gonna use it. And he ended up coming inside of the cylindrical tube. So I don't think you want that near your nipples anymore.
No.
I wouldn't think she would anyway.
Throw it out.
And also look, it kinda stretched out.
Well, now what am I gonna do?
I mean, I could squeeze it out of you, like, by hand.
No. No.
I wouldn't do that because she's very sensitive. And if you squeeze it the wrong way, it could cause her immense pain.
We need another pump.
The hell is this? Is this a dick pump? That, no, hell no. I wouldn't keep a dick pump just lying around like that.
What is this?
It's an automatic breast pump. And watch this. He sticks his finger inside of it, but it pushes it out. It doesn't insert, it doesn't let you insert anything into it. Just titty. Or just nipples. Whichever one you want.
Okay.
And the good thing is, it's automatic. So. It costs like $10,000 for this.
Well, let's get this going. The babies are hungry. They're screaming. They're screaming.
Let's get to milking. Okay, never say that again. I mean, just put it on her nipples and just.
Well, I just said let's get it going. So, why did that sound dirty as hell?
Neither of you never say that again. And why is Alyssa looking at me like that? Alyssa, what are you looking at?
What are you doing?
I'm about to attach this to your mother's nipples to help her milk it.
Let me guess, for the babies?
No, for the ghost behind you. Yes, for the babies.
The babies scream louder. Oh, God.
Ow.
I think they're really hungry this morning.
You need to stick something in their mouth. Wait. Oh, hell no. Never, ever say that again. Okay.
Give them their pacifiers. Do something to keep them quiet.
Their pacifiers? You mean the one that was in that box from your previous children?
Yes.
I don't think you want to use those anymore.
Why?
There's white stuff on each one of them. So.
Ew! Ew. Throw them out!
It's cum. I don't know who used it to jack off with, but. It is covered in cum. Dried.
He throws them out.
Dried at that.
I think it was Alex.
I think he stuck one up his asshole, too. I don't know. Oh, wait, no, I think he used one on Alyssa. She thought it was a dildo or something, I think.
Wait. Joshua has a whole new pack of pacifiers right there. What the hell? Where'd you get these?
I found them in that box in there.
Well, we gotta do something to keep these babies quiet until the milk is pumped. Because they are screaming.
What are you talking about? It was pumped about a minute ago.
Oh. I didn't even notice.
Well, it doesn't pull on your nipples as hard as a normal pump would. It adjusts to your body.
Oh.
She has some big ass titties, though. Alright.
Hey!
Shut it. Enough of that. I mean, it's true. I mean,
Shut it!
I wouldn't mind,
Shut up!
Alright.
Shut up!
Okay. We get the idea. Shut it. Alright, fine.
Someone feed the babies? Because they are screaming!
I can help you if you want.
Sophie, Amelia, Daisy, Ella, and Anna. Who wants to feed which baby?
Jesus Christ, we must have been busy.
Who wants to feed which baby?
Well,
I'm so wrong.
You don't have to worry about that because we got this.
Why?
A
What
bot
is that?
appears and feeds them one by one. It is what's known as a nanny bot. They cost about a few trillion dollars, but I managed to get this one on sale, so.
Oh, look, she's even changing their diapers.
That's what they'll do.
So we don't have to worry about a thing. Great.
Nope. We can.
Wait, what about giving them a bath?
You'll do that too.
Oh, thank God.
Just stick some
Thank
water.
God.
Just stick water in it. And it'll suck it up. Okay. Now look at who's being nasty. I wasn't thinking
Okay.
about it like that, you sick perverts.
Okay.
I mean, while the bot's busy, maybe I can get a little bit of. Don't you dare think
No.
about it. Plus,
You may not.
I don't think she'd let you do it anyway. I mean, you'd be surprised what she'd let me do.
Let's not talk about that right now. There are people in the room.
Never, ever say that again. And
There are people in the room. There's babies in the nursery.
Alyssa is looking at you like, what the hell are you talking about? I don't ever want to hear that shit again.
There's babies in the nursery.
Hey, Alyssa, what,
What are we gonna do now?
we're just gonna sit here, I guess. I don't know.
I'm still sore from earlier this morning. Ow.
I can help with that, actually. I have a thing that will help with the soreness, but never used it before, 'cause
What is it?
it's like a cream that you spread on it. It's gonna be cold as fuck, though. I have to put some of that cream inside it too, to make sure that it. You have to put it inside it.
Okay.
I think I know what that is. It numbs it for a few hours, so I've used it. Well, I didn't use it, but I know patients who have. Oh, hell no. I didn't use it on myself, I used it on the patients. But to say what the fuck you be lubricating your asshole? Hell no.
Okay.
So, do you want me to rub? You want me to rub you down with it, or what do you? Okay,
Yeah.
never say that again. And also, I would recommend you do that in your room because, well, if you rub it sensitively, who knows what kind of effect it will have. Oh shit. Okay. I'm gonna try to be careful with her. No matter how careful you are, it could also have a different reaction. Like, since she's still recovering from giving birth, her hormones could be a lot more active, and who knows what could happen. Okay, I'll keep that in mind. So, do you want to go back there and so I can put this on you or what?
Yeah.
Alright. Alright, come on. already.
Mm-hmm.
Lay on the bed.
She lays on the bed and pulls her dress up, pulling her underwear down.
You might want to lock the door for this.
Yeah, let's do that.
And close the damn window because I can see it.
Oh my god! Ew, 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 close the window!
He shuts the window. Thankfully, you closed it.
Is the door locked?
Yeah, it should be now.
Let's do this. Hey, yo.
Yeah, let's do it. You might have to, like, open your legs a little more, though. Because I'm gonna have to get
like everything. Like this?
Yeah, okay. Okay, this is gonna be cold. This is gonna be cold. Okay. Okay.
Go, just do it.
He begins to spread the cream on her. I'm gonna have to get a little bit in there, okay?
Okay.
Okay. He begins rubbing up and down, making sure to get every inch. Alright, there you go. Are you okay?
That cream is cold.
Yeah, but your face, when I do this, it gets the cream closer in her. Okay. That should do it. There we go. Are you okay?
Yeah.
You kind of looked... I don't know. I don't know. Wait, did that hurt at all?
A little. Okay. You know I'm still recovering, right? I just gave birth to 5 babies, what, 4 hours ago?
Yeah, and your pussy is wide as fuck. I didn't say nothing. I didn't say nothing.
Yay!
Wait. Why is Jordan trying to look through the door? What the hell?
The hell?
Hold on. You might want to get dressed for this because I'm about to talk to her, okay? Okay?
Okay.
I'll be right back. Jordan, what in the actual hell are you doing?
What are you doing to Mom?
Something. Oh dear. You were never taught about children, about how to have children, were you?
No.
Okay. Well, to have children, you're gonna fuck one another, and then it takes 9 months, and then the baby comes out the pussy. So. Long story short, she had 5 of them, so she's torn open. She was torn open.
And?
You know how it feels when you take a shit, right?
Uh-huh.
Imagine taking a shit, only it comes out your pussy, and it's very, and it's a baby. So, yeah, imagine that for a second. Oh, and it's 5 of them. Imagine how that would feel.
Okay, but I still don't know what you were doing to her.
I was rubbing cream on her and inside of her to make sure that she wasn't really that sore.
Dear God.
I saw it through the door and it kind of looked Because there's a hole in this door, which is why she was looking through it. Anyway, I saw it, and it kind of looked like you were fingering her. Oh, hell no. I was not. If I was, she probably would have been screaming. Whoops. Alright, I didn't need to know that. I'm going to go back to Alyssa's room because I was going to talk to her about something. So. Okay. I'm gonna go back to her. So, but Jordan, what? Why did that get you curious, though? Like, how did that get you curious?
I just wanted to know what you were doing. I walked past the room and I just saw you doing that.
I mean, what if I was fingering her, though? Like, theoretically. Like, I wasn't, but. Would you have watched that?
No.
Okay. But seriously though, I wouldn't, pay attention to that kind of thing. Because it could be a medical, it could be something medical, it could be pleasure. That's just not something that, I mean, you wouldn't want to see your sister doing that, would you?
No.
He hugs her. Have to go back in there with your mother. Okay. Wait, what?
Okay.
Wait, Jordan, are you okay?
Yeah.
You kind of look sad in a way, though.
Do you think I'll ever find someone to love me?
You mean for you and not for your body, like that one dude tried?
What?
Remember that dude, that guy that was like, he was. Well, you probably didn't notice, but he was standing behind you, just looking you up and down, and like he was giving me all kind of signs that he wanted just a piece of it, and then, that's it. But so what are you worried about though? Like do you think that, someone's not gonna love you for who you are or?
I'm worried that I won't find anyone who loves me the way you and mom love each other.
Oh, trust me. All of y'all will have that within time. Just don't do what your sister did and start having sex before you're ready. Because she sure as hell wasn't ready for it. So, have you actually.
Talia walks to the door holding Ella. They hear her wheezing.
Oh shit.
Ooh.
Oh no.
Ooh. Ooh. That's not good.
Hey Jordan, do you want to help us? Or you alright?
What's wrong with her?
I don't know.
She's choking and she's not breathing now.
She's not what?
Okay.
She's
She's
not.
not breathing, she's choking.
Out of my way, shit. Sorry about that, but I had to.
Ella, breathe.
She needs
God.
CPR. She
Oh,
needs
God.
CPR. Do any of you know how to do it?
Yeah, I do, but I'm not very good with it.
Well, you can do your best, and hold on. Elizabeth, you need to get your ass in here. Your daughter is not really breathing.
Which one?
The smallest out of the five.
Ella?
Yep.
Shit, what's wrong with her?
We don't know yet.
Ooh. Ooh, she's raspy sounding. Listen to her chest. Listen to her breathing.
She's
Ooh.
barely breathing.
Ooh, that's not.
The only reason
That's
why
not good. That's
tell
not good.
tell you I kinda did CPR on her, so.
Joshua comes in.
Oh, hey.
We got a problem.
I know.
We got a major problem here.
I already know about it.
Ella isn't breathing.
I found her like that.
What?
I found her like that, like not even a minute ago. So I brought her up here.
And you didn't alert us?
Well, didn't have time to. I mean, as you know, I've been a doctor for a while now, and
Oh my God. Mucus is coming out of her nose. Oh God, she can't. Oh God, mucus is coming out of her nose.
all right,
I think her airway is closing.
everybody out of my way.
Somebody do something!
Everybody out of my way. I got this.
Mucus and blood came out of her nose and mouth. Okay, I did not need to see that. Okay.
Shit. There's nothing I can do. I don't really know what the issue is. I don't know what the problem.
Well, Shit.
Alex's form fades into view. Well, there is one thing you can do.
What?
He approaches her. You got to do this. He begins to dislodge mucus from her nose. Good. As you can see, she's starting to breathe better. Alright. Now, her airways is closed because of this clot. She's got a blood clot.
Okay.
I know you probably don't want me to be here even in a spirit, but what else can I do? I probably should have vanished a while ago, but I didn't.
His
Begins.
spirit fades.
Shit. Why did we? Was the only chance we had.
Guys,
What?
what are we gonna do about Ella?
We might have to call upon him, even though he's done a lot to us. But we might have to rely on him for this.
Why?
He seemed to know what he was doing. I mean, just look, she's breathing a little bit better.
All right.
He reappears. Know most of you don't like me, but Let me see her for a minute. So help me if you do what you did to all of them, to her. Don't worry, I've got nothing to live for. Well, I'm dead, so it's not going to matter anyway. I had nothing to live for in the end anyway. So. He begins to operate on her. Alright. Take this. Unclog her bullet cloth like this. Okay, there we go. Let's give her a blood transfusion. Okay. Does anyone have any blood that I could inject her with to fill up her blood?
What's her blood type?
It's A negative. Oh wait, sorry. It's AB negative.
How much do you need?
At least a pint.
Lizzie steps into view. I'll do it.
Sure you want to do this?
I said I would do it.
I need you to come with me.
Where are we going?
To Alyssa's room because she has all the medical shit. But, let's see. Let's use this needle. This is going to hurt for a minute. Okay, let's stick it
in. Oh god.
Let's stick it in like this. Alright, now let's start pumping it. Let's see. After a pint, the needle draws. There we go. Oh, you don't like me.
I hate needles.
I know that, but you needed to have that done if you wanted to give her your blood. Right. No. Insert perform the blood transfusion. There we go. There's gonna come a day where everyone will wish that I was back around, but until then, he hands the baby back to her. Yes, I'll be going. He disappears.
Lizzie looks at the bandage on her arm.
Don't believe it. Sure as hell knew a lot about that. Look at her now. She's recovering.
James, take the baby. I'm feeling weak in the knees. Take the... She falls.
Oh, shit. I got you. I got the baby as she was falling, so I'm gonna put her back in here.
so weak. I think he took more than a pint.
He couldn't really tell how much it was because he was a spirit and he can't really read shit.
Wait, let's look on the blood measure thing.
It appears he took 2 pints instead of one. But it's not his fault. It's not his fault though. He just can't read it. But you'll be fine. How do you feel?
Her vision blurs.
Just get some rest and you should be fine in a little bit. I'm laying here beside her. I'm not going anywhere. Why not? You got some stuff you need to do. Fuck that right now. She needs me more than anything else right now. But you have other shit you need to fuck that right now. She's more important to me. Right. I understand how you feel. I feel like that about somebody.
Her eyes close.
I feel like that about somebody. I don't know if they feel the same way. I've never told them because I'm ashamed to admit it. Because I don't know if they feel about me. So, just not going to say anything.
She shivers.
Gold. Give her this. It covers her up.
Oh,
no.
Joshua looks in on them.
You feeling?
Terrible at the moment. I feel like shit.
I got some good news for you.
What?
She made a full recovery.
She did?
Whatever, Alex.
Yeah, but what about me?
Whatever.
What about me?
Wait for that. You have to wait for yourself to recover.
Great. First I give birth to 5 babies, then I have to get a pint, 2 pints of blood taken for one of them. What's next?
I mean, you are the one who offered to do it, so...
Yeah, well, I'm not just gonna let my baby die.
I wouldn't have either. So,
What?
Do you want me to hold you like this?
Could you actually get me some jello?
Can. I don't know how that would. Wait, how would that help though? Will the sugar make it like help you or?
Sugar helps.
If you feel like she's feeling right now, the sugar will replenish what energy she doesn't have. It'll help her to recover faster.
Give me some strawberry jello out of the fridge or something.
There is some
You're gonna
chocolate.
have to feed me because
Chocolate.
my hands are too weak.
Pudding over here in the refrigerator. If you want that too.
That's fine. That's fine.
I'll be back, okay? So what, so do you want me to stay right here, or do you want me to go do some other shit?
Doesn't matter.
You look like you have a smile on your face, though.
Love him so much.
How long have you two been married, if you don't mind me asking?
15 years.
Shit. I've never been married. But even if I don't even know if the woman loves me, so.
He comes back with a jello.
He begins to feed it to her. Is pudding too?
Yeah.
Wait, are your hands a little bit more steady than they were, or?
A little bit, but not much.
Okay, I'm gonna feed this to you too, okay?
He switches on her favorite movie. Aww. Hey, you put holes on.
I did nothing.
Can I ask why, though?
It's really the only movie you have, so.
I know. I know. I know. I'm too cheap to get anything else.
Too cheap. I've got an idea.
And besides, it's my favorite movie. Well, one of my favorites. And you know that.
I know it. I know that.
And one of my favorite books as well.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good
Will I
movie.
ever get tired of this?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Hey. 'Cause I don't.
Probably not.
I'm
They
gonna.
watch as Zero hits Pendanski with a shovel.
Oh, damn.
how he can swing.
Like hitting a
Shit.
fucking baseball.
Yeah, the baseball was his head.
Oh. But anyway,
The shovel was the baseball bat.
I'm gonna go ahead and do a few things real quick. I'll be back, okay?
Where are you going?
Wanna do what I should have done hours ago, but I needed
Which
to
is?
clean the house and shit.
Ugh. Fun.
I'll be back, okay? I promise.
Okay. She falls asleep.
Start virtual camera check. Stop recording. Checkbox checked.
Pretty sure there's someone who I can talk to about my feelings, but I don't know who yet. Maybe Talia will talk to me about them. I don't know. Hey Talia, are you busy right now?
Yeah, I'm about to go to work in a minute. Why?
Oh, well, never mind. It is.
What?
Oh, it's nothing.
Okay.
You're about to be busy, so I can't tell you anyway. Maybe I'll spots Jordan. I can talk to her about this. Maybe she thinks. He approaches her. Doing anything.
No.
I need to talk to you about something.
What?
Well, there is someone that I love, but I don't know if she feels the same way about me.
Who?
Promise you won't tell nobody if I tell you.
I won't.
So, that's all.
What do you need me for?
Because I don't know how to tell her how I feel. I'm ashamed to really tell her because she feels the same way.
Well, just wait for the right moment and then tell her.
I was to talk to her. I was going to tell her earlier today, but when I get near her, I get extremely nervous, like, I can't even explain it. Anyway, I guess I'll go ahead and hopefully she didn't hear anything I said. Well, at least right now. Because I rest in shit. He walks back to Alyssa's room. Yes, I'm going to let sleep. She wants to talk to me, I guess. shit, I'm saying that out loud. Oh shit. Hey, Alyssa. It's nothing.
Yeah.
Turns to face her. I don't know how to say it. I want to say.
Just say it.
Have you ever been around somebody but you wanted to express how you felt towards them, but you couldn't because you didn't know how to?
Yes.
That has happened to me recently.
Oh.
Only problem is, I don't know if they feel the same way about me.
Oh.
Anyway, I guess I'll be going to sleep now, I guess. Probably am boring the hell out of you right now, though.
No, you're not.
What do you mean?
I like talking to you. What?
I like talking to. He begins to think to himself, shit. Wish I could just tell her how I felt. Wish I could tell her how I felt and just get it over with. But I can't. I'm nervous to do that. She probably doesn't feel the same way about me. It's probably for the best that I don't say anything. I just don't know. So what have you been doing lately, though?
Nothing.
Wait, did you hear anything I said, or did I say it to myself?
No.
Okay. I'm going to go talk to your mother for a minute.
She's sleeping.
Anything. Shit, I just said it out loud. Fuck. I didn't say it nothing. I didn't think. What have you been doing lately?
Nothing.
That's great, I suppose. So, Mother's awake now. And she's not happy either. Do you want to know why?
Why?
Talia decided it'd be a good idea to ring the bell before she went to work today.
Ring the bell?
The doorbell. For whatever fucking reason. She's not happy with her at the moment.
And now Joshua's coming upstairs.
Why did she have to do that?
Oh. I don't know.
Alyssa, are you okay?
I'm fine. But Mom doesn't look too happy.
Oh no, she's not happy. I would hug her, but I'm not going near her right now. I'll be as far away from her as I can right now. Because I'm not about to have her to hit me with an object. Hell no. I'm out. Let me know when she's calmed down, then I'll come back up here. You might be the only one who can calm her down, though. No, I'm staying out of this one. Unless she needs me to intervene, then... But otherwise, nah, I'm out.
She starts throwing the picture frames.
Come on. He carries one of the babies. Alright, let me see what I can get. That picture. Hey, Elizabeth, you may want to watch where you're throwing those things. By the way.
Why?
You didn't notice your daughter's head right about 2 inches away from that picture frame. And not just any of them. Your baby's daughter. Well, your baby daughter. Your the baby. The fuck? What is wrong with you? Luckily, I was quick enough. Look at me for a second.
What? Alyssa looks at Joshua. Do you want to step into this?
No, I'm staying out of this one. He sets one of the babies down. I just hope she looks before she throws something. Because if she don't, she's probably going to end up hitting that baby in the head.
Maybe having these 5 babies wasn't such a good idea.
What do you mean by that? You know what? I'm gonna let you and Talia talk this one out because this is kind of her fault anyway. I've already called her boss and asked if she could come back for a minute. And, well, he wasn't okay with it at first, but then when I told him the situation, he was like, oh, well, okay then. So, I'm going to get the babies out of here, and I'm going to, I guess, spend time with Alyssa or something. I don't know. That is if she wants me to. But anyway, I'm gonna go ahead and get these babies out of here.
She throws a hardback book. Nearly hitting Joshua in the face.
God. Thankfully, I moved out of the way.
She starts throwing multiple things at once.
Oh shit. Everybody run. Get the hell out of here. I'm out. Nope, fuck this shit.
She picks up the lamp and throws it.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Ugh. Okay. Okay, I'm out of here. Hell no. Italia, we got a problem.
What?
You pissed her off, that's what.
No, I didn't.
When you rang the goddamn doorbell, it woke her up. When I told you not to do it.
I just did it to have a little fun. I just did it to have a little light teasing.
If teasing causes for you to have this, to see this, he shows the interior, showing Elizabeth throwing things. Then yeah, she's having a little bit of fun. But you're gonna have to get it fixed, cause I can't be around her like that. I just can't. I'm gonna go out to this canyon thing. Just rest there, I guess.
She throws a glass root beer bottle, nearly knocking Joshua in the head.
Thankfully, I can dodge these every time. Almost. Talia, you need to go up there and talk to her. You might get hit with something.
I'm not going up there while she's throwing shit.
It is your fault why she's like that right now. Oh, and he
she picks up the piano and throws it down the stairs. Uh-oh.
Oh, and by the way, he went to the canyon outside. He's going to climb it and see if he can, you know, climb down it. Why would he do something that stupid? I don't know. Maybe he's worried about her or something. I don't know.
Anybody want a piece of me?
Alex appears. I don't think anybody wants a piece of you, especially in a mood like this.
Who asked you?
I know what comes, you've done more than anything. And
what?
But if I were to tell you I have an autographed copy of, well, a soundtrack that you used to listen to. Well, you probably still do not.
What soundtrack?
Same one that's to that movie you were watching before. I have an autographed copy of it.
Somewhere. From who?
Well, from the author of the book itself.
No, you don't.
Oh, shit. He pulls it out. Now you tell me that I don't.
James comes back in.
Can't climb that thing. I'll try again later, I guess. Just can't deal with her like
Hi.
This. Oh. He turns to walk out, to run out the room. No.
It's okay. It's okay. Alex gave me an autographed copy of this. She holds up the soundtrack.
How the fuck did he get that?
I don't know.
Well, as a spirit, I can go in and steal shit. But I didn't steal
it. Oh my god.
I've had it for years. I just didn't know what to do with it.
Oh.
Maybe I should. Go.
Why is the house a mess?
Because of you. That's why.
What do you mean?
Throwing glass bottles, fucking pianos down the stairs, almost hitting Joshua, and almost hit one of the children.
I did not do that.
He shows the video. Yes, you did. Look.
I did not.
Look at this video I'm playing here.
Oh my.
I think Reznikov wanted to talk to you about something. I don't know what, but he looked very serious, like seriously, he looked extremely serious.
Well, Talia started it.
Not well, she's like that, I'm not going anywhere near her. If she's pissed off, I'm staying away. Yeah, normally I would grab her ass to calm her down, but in a mood like that, no. I'm not doing that, because I don't want to make it worse. And you'll know this for a fact. Hell no. I'm not trying it either. So, what do you, So, what do you want to...
Wait, which baby did I almost hit?
The smallest one.
Ella?
Yep.
What did I almost hit her with?
He pulls out a shattered glass window.
Ew.
Yes, you almost hit her with that. But I have something important.
What did I hit Joshua with?
A glass bottle.
And a book.
Talia, never pull that again. Never do that again.
Yeah, I can see the house is a mess.
So, hey Elizabeth, I need to talk to you about something important.
Can I wait?
I mean, I can, but...
I mean, we gotta clean up this mess.
Oh wait, no we don't. Watch this. Do you remember the robot from earlier?
Yeah?
He can clean the house too.
Oh, sweet!
The robot begins cleaning the house. See? Everything is great.
Isn't it?
But I seriously need to talk to you about something.
What?
I need to... Can I talk to just you? Because this is very important.
Fine, let's go in my room.
All right.
I can't even be near Talia right now.
Well, I don't know how to tell you this, but
yeah,
I have extreme feelings for somebody, but I don't know if they feel the same way.
Who?
Lisa, that's cool.
Are you serious?
Got that way for about a week. Ever since a week ago. And I just don't know how to tell her. Because I don't know how she feels about me. So I don't know how she'll react if she knows. If I tell her, she might not feel the same way. And then I'll be disappointed. Wait, is that her standing outside of the door? Oh shit. Is that her standing outside of the door, or is that somebody else?
That's her.
Why is she standing right there?
Cause she came upstairs to come in her room.
But she's just standing there motionless, Like, she's just standing there. Wait, did she hear any of that?
I think she did.
Oh, that's great. Okay. I guess
I do feel the same way about you.
What? Right. He gets closer to the
door. I feel the same way about you.
Why didn't you tell me?
Because I was afraid to.
I was too nervous to say anything. I wanted to tell you earlier, but I just couldn't. I couldn't bring myself to do it. I was going to talk to your mother and see what she thinks I should do, but then you heard me. So? But what should we do? What do you think we should do? My question.
I guess just take it slow and easy.
She said take it slow and easy.
Alright, enough of that. Maybe she didn't say take it hard and deep. Okay, never say that again. I know it must be hard now that Alex is gone, though, but I mean, what do you think about it, though? Like,
honestly, I think you're way better than him.
Wait, what do you mean?
You're not as big of a jerk as he is, because he was always talking about sex constantly.
To be honest, I've only hit six once. Or twice, or three times, I can't remember, but it wasn't that many times.
They hear Joshua and Tali in the shower. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. No! Turn up the stereo!
Let's just shut this door, actually. So that we so that we can talk about this. But how was I better? Like, how else was I better besides?
You're just a better person than he is. You don't make dirty jokes. You help us when we need it the most. You're just there for us. Whereas Alex was just a big old dick.
I make sure you don't present yourself as just a slut. Because that's the way he wanted you to present yourself, as a slut. And that is and that is unacceptable.
They hear Talia screaming. Oh, jeez.
How can we still, you know,
Jesus.
What? I'm putting soundproofing walls today.
Thank you. Ow.
Well, I think she just came. I just heard her scream, I'm coming. Oh, God.
What?
I think she just came because you hear her scream, I'm coming.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Joshua comes out of the shower. Oh my god.
Well, everybody's in a good mood today. Or at least right now.
They're naked.
Oh.
They're naked. Oh my god.
Oh,
I didn't need to see that. Okay.
I'm so sorry for that. But everybody seems to be in a good mood today.
Sally sneaks up behind him.
We saw your
cock. I'm not.
Wait, what? What?
I'm not.
Why are you not?
Because I'm gonna do this. She tackles Joshua. Still feeling a little bit frisky.
Not in the hallway.
No!
May I have your attention? God. Please leave the sexual activity to behind the bedroom door. Don't fuck in the hallway. Don't pull an Alex. Jeez, I know about the sex in the hallway of that abandoned building about 30 years ago.
Oh my god.
That's what I have for today. Keep it wrapped up. And make sure you don't do it in public.
Talia gets up. Okay, I did not need to see that.
Why does she have her legs spread? And dear God, she's creating a puddle on the floor.
Oh.
Tell me, what are you doing?
Oh God. Oh God.
Talia, what are you doing on the floor? Actually,
she's doing it to herself.
Raznica, could you please finger yourself somewhere else and not in public? Thank you.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, that is not what I needed to see today.
You know what? She's not paying attention to how to do this. He picks up Talia and carries her out to her room and lays her on the bed.
What are you doing?
I'm making sure that you don't make a scene in the hallway. Nobody needed to see you put your fingers in your biscuit. Anyway, I'm going to go back out here now.
Okay.
Alright, I'm going to go ahead and head back here now. Big ass puddle all the way through the hallway. Damn! She just left a big ass puddle on this fucking.
Notification from me, I'm quiet. LinkedIn, James.
Damn, man. Like, why? Why did she leave this thing on the floor?
Start streaming, stop recording, checkbox check.
Alright, so now that we got that out of the way, what do you all want to do? Do you want to just stand around here?
I don't know.
Well, we have to clean that puddle off the
floor. I don't know.
Luckily, we ain't
got the robots got it.
Luckily, we ain't got to touch it.
It's Talia's cum.
Yeah, if that was Alex, he'd be drinking it right now.
Don't even bring that up.
What?
Don't even bring that up. That's nasty.
Yeah, I mean...
You want
do what?
Yeah, I want to go out to dinner or something, or...
I mean, we've got a chef in there, I think. Actually, we have one of those robo chefs. You know what those are?
No.
It's like you tell it what you want it to make, and it brings it to you. They're fantastic to have.
Sweet.
You can tell it to make you a biscuit, sausage, whatever, and it brings it to you.
Oh God.
Yeah. But there's one thing it won't bring you.
What?
My sausage. Mine's delectable.
Oh my God.
And it can't come off. Alright, enough of that.
Who wants pizza?
Yeah, pizza sounds pretty good. So... Alright, go ahead and tell... Wait, are you gonna make it, or are you gonna get the chef to make it? Or the robo chef to make it.
I'll get the chef to make it.
Okay.
Stop recording. Chef, check.
Make a big gigantic pizza.
What would you like on the pizza?
Oh my.
Meat, cheese.
Pepperoni and cheese.
Peppers. Alright.
Just pepperoni and cheese.
I'll give you some some pepperoni and cheese pizza. It'll be about 30 minutes before it's done.
30 minutes later, the bot brings out the biggest gigantic pizza they have ever seen.
Oh god damn, that's big.
That's what he said.
I'll give you something big
later. That's what he said.
I'll give you something big later. Let's see if you can handle it. Whoops.
They eat the pizza.
Is anyone else tired, or is it just me?
I know.
I mean, you gave birth today, and then you had a, and then you threw shit.
And I had two pints of blood taken, so that's nice.
I hear a scream coming from Talia's room. And well, Talia I'm not even going in there. I think she just came, though, but I'm not going in there to check.
Oh, God.
Alright. Well, you wanna go to sleep.
I do.
Okay. Let's go ahead and go to sleep.
Aww.
Are you ready to go to sleep?
Yes.
Okay. He lays down beside her and holds her close. Okay. Yeah. He falls asleep holding her. Well, everyone, we hope you like that chapter. What?
What you said earlier.
All I said is, get your finger out of your biscuit or something. And she just lost it.
I'm sorry, I can't help it, okay?
It was funny though. But anyway, yeah, we would have made it longer, but we're kind of getting tired ourselves, so we decided to shorten it a little bit. I don't know how short, but anyway. So this is chapter 7, and we hope you all enjoyed it. We'll see you on the next one.
Stop recording, check.